Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, a.k.a. Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
So, according to my EU sources, the French government just put out this memo. Cancer pathologies fall into the category of long-term conditions, ALD, involving prolonged treatment and particularly expensive therapy. As such, cancer treatments are now covered 100% and benefit from third-party payment. No advance payment of costs will be necessary. Keep that in mind as we talk about the Department of Health and Human Services under RFK Jr. Well, that certainly puts things into perspective, doesn't it, YouTube? You see, last week, our chief vaccine denier in charge announced a restructuring of the HHS, the Health and Human Services Department, of which he is in charge. What Junior really meant by that was he was firing 10,000 employees, another 10,000 employees. But don't worry, he says. He says that he isn't cutting services or frontline workers. You didn't need that. 20,000 people were doing nothing. No services lost, and nobody on the front lines will be affected by that. Well, I just feel so much better than you do, don't you?
Officials are cutting more than $11 billion from health organizations across the nation. Funding from Health and Human Services that was used for COVID-19 testing, for vaccinations, for virus research, as well as community health jobs, it's now being suspended or dissolved completely. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder joins us now from Studio 57. She's the editor-at-large for public health at KFF Health News. Dr. Gounder, great to see you. Considering what we've just laid out, what justification is HHS giving for these cuts?
Well, and Errol, to be clear, this is just one in a series of many, many cuts we're seeing across health agencies across the country. This more than $11.4 billion that's being cut by the CDC is money that had been going to state, local, territorial, tribal health departments across the country. And as we know was the case with a lot of COVID funding, it was not just supporting COVID-related programs, but many other things. So I'll just give you one example of what's being lost with these cuts. Wastewater surveillance, which is where we look for infectious diseases and other toxins, contaminants in the water. This has direct applications to the measles outbreak in West Texas right now. It tells us, it gives us sort of an early warning system for where there might be measles in other areas, where they need to be focusing measles vaccinations. And that program is falling victim to this. And state local health departments really depend on that CDC money. The CDC functions as a funnel of funding to the state and local level. And in some cases, it's 90% of their budget.
Now, this announcement came after Trump shuttered the Department of Education, gutted the VA, and set his sights on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. I'm not sure who's supposed to pick up the slack here. 10,000 people gone. This is the second time, right? I mean, I'm not sure that all 20,000 of those people is waste and fraud. If that's the case, firing is the least of our problems. People should be getting arrested. If that was the case, I see no arrests coming. Huh? Perhaps he really is trying to see exactly how much damage he can do in his first 100 days. Public health and safety, children's health insurance program, medical research, social services, civil rights and privacy, emergency preparedness, and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration are currently on the chopping block. How much can you do? The brain worm wasn't enough. Your experimentation into doofusness will not be quenched by just a few thousand people, not just 10 or 20. How much can you destroy before you leave this earth? That's what they're running on, YouTube. That's the platform. But Junior says the cuts will save $1.8 billion per year. So, destroying tens of thousands of lives for $1.8 billion? out of a multi-trillion dollar deficit. $1.8 billion out of a multi-trillion dollar deficit. You'd have to take $1.8 billion and multiply it 900 times to break the surface of one half of what we owe. And you're willing to get rid of 20,000, tens of thousands of lives for that, and the rest of you MAGA nuts, idiots, dummies are cheering it on. $1.8 billion, huh? I don't have that in my account. Sounds big to me. Grow up. Junior seems to be really mad at people with any kind of chronic illness. That's what this about. He says no one had chronic illness when he was a kid. And now, this. Between 1960 and 1970, the main causes of death for white male Americans was heart disease, chronic illness. Cancer, a chronic illness. For white females, heart disease, chronic illness. Cancer, chronic illness. Diabetes, chronic illness. And circulatory diseases, chronic illnesses. For non-white males, heart disease, chronic, cancer, chronic, non-white females, heart disease, cancer, diabetes. Tell me again how there were no such thing as chronic diseases when you were a kid. Junior. Huh? Because the number one way that fascists, Nazis use to make people join their side is by presenting history in a non-factual way that's more rosy than it ever was. See, when you were a child and everything was great and you went to the park and had a good time, it sure does seem like nobody had any chronic illnesses back in those days. So they can tell you that and you go, yeah, you know what, there really wasn't any. In every demographic, the numbers show the leading cause of death while he was a child was chronic illnesses, a multitude of them. Don't let that type of thinking suck you in. This a lie is what it is. It's a lie. And the worst part is, he's not misremembering some rose-tinted brainworm-induced hallucination. He knows it's a lie. And he's laughing at us. Look at what he named the damn department, YouTube.
I have some good news, though. As part of President Trump's DOGE workforce reduction initiative, we're going to streamline HHS to make our agency more efficient and more effective. We're going to imbue the agency with a clear sense of mission to radically improve the health of Americans and to improve agency morale. We're going to eliminate an entire alphabet soup of departments and agencies while preserving their core functions by merging them into a new organization called the Administration for a Healthy America, or AHA. We have two goals. The first is obvious, to save the taxpayer money by making our department more efficient. And the second is to radically improve our quality of service. I want to promise you now that we're going to do more with less. No American is going to be left behind. AHA. AHA.
AHA, indeed. So now that we know everything out of RFK Jr.'s mouth is likely to be horse shit, let's the rest of us talk about actual reality, shall we? For one, Bobby, in 1954, we didn't have anywhere near the knowledge and understanding of illnesses as a whole. Not to mention, now we've learned how to test, diagnose, do early intervention, and create far better outcomes than we could 71 years ago. Huh? Yes, more people are diagnosed younger, more frequently, and with more medical conditions than ever before. Because we test more medical conditions and illnesses than ever before, you doofus, you buffoon. There are absolutely places where we need to improve. But cutting research, test trials, social programs that help feed the kids and older folks healthy food is not where we begin. If the end goal is really to improve health, dumping any money into more testing on vaccine and autism myth is not a great use of resources either. It's been done already. Have you read a book? Had you read one book asked one person who's been studying it for their lifetime. Instead of just saying to myself, that sounds about right to me, you too would realize the detriment of such a policy. These studies have been done and redone over and over and over again. Creating vaccine hesitancy is going to get even more children killed. The idea that we are living in a time that fully preventable diseases are making a comeback is the perfect illustration of what this administration is doing to our country. People are so conspiracy-minded that they don't trust anyone or anything until Trump approves of it. The golden stamp of approval. Don't trust the science. Don't trust the media. Don't trust the past 50 years of evidence. Wrong. Around here, we trust the evidence, okay? We trust the science and medical professionals when it comes to healthcare, not brainworm-having, slow-talking idiots that belong to a last name that has no more relevance than King George does here. We don't care where you came from. The facts are the facts, and the fact that Bobby is an environmental lawyer doesn't make me trust his advice on medicine. Many leaders in these departments have already left. The AP reported that the top vaccine official with the FDA resigned for RFK Jr. allowing misinformation and lies.
Dr. Peter Marks, the FDA's top vaccine regulator, suddenly resigning his post after being told to step down or be fired. In his resignation letter, Marks took aim at Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., saying he was hoping to work with Kennedy on his concerns about vaccinations, but it has become clear that truth and transparency are not desired by the secretary. He wishes subservient confirmation of his misinformation and lies.
A leader in the FDA food department resigned because of the indiscriminate firings of nearly 90 staffers. And those are just the people we've heard from so far. We're only about 3 years out from the pandemic, from the last pandemic, and maybe the next. But everyone seems to have forgotten what those first several months were like. Every weakness, gap, and failure in the structure of our health system nationwide was made glaringly obvious. And believe it or not, should not have been there, because Obama left Trump with a game plan on how to deal with pandemics that he threw away because it had black stain on it. The resources, the blueprint was there, and he threw it away because Obama, the first black president, if he signed it, they threw it away. Because of that, they had to start over when the pandemic hit. 1 million Americans died as a result of the last pandemic. Finding ways to prevent that from happening again should be the focus of the HHS. Not trying to scrape together a few billion to funnel into Elon's pocket. That's the news. That's where we're headed. That's who's being fired. My wife, who works in the healthcare industry, just found out that her boss has been fired. This will reach you. It will reach you. So you fight. So you fight to get rid of this administration as quickly as possible. If you want to help that fight, we're doing it behind the scenes and in front of the camera. What we really need is someone who's organized, who wants to volunteer to help out, to help Laura, to help the entire writing team organize, to be the person to bring on new people, to show them the lay of the land and how we do the work we do. We're growing in channels, we're growing in submissions, we're growing in platforms, and we need an executive assistant to do the emails, to do the coordinating, to be the backbone as we're growing. If you think you have that type of organizational skills, you love to help, you're proactive in your workflow, and you want to be the executive assistant to Laura and the entire Political Drain media team here, we'd love for you to give us an email. Let us know. We need you. Also, like I said, we're growing, and Drill Sergeant Special Ops has a lot of special ops going on. So we need funding. And we need it quickly. We need to make sure we can keep people safe. We need to make sure that the missions that we do can also be funded and reported on as we do them. We have a Patreon. Check us out. Patreon.com Political Drain Action. Patreon.com Political Drain Action. This is how we're funding the revolution. is how we're funding the resistance as of right now. More options will be available. This was the best way we could do it. And we need it now because the missions are underway. Thank you all. Educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more.
Hey, y'all. The Amazon boycott starts today. We are not buying anything from Amazon. I know it sucks, and I know it's hard for a lot of y'all, but we're going to have to make them feel it, okay? Like we did Target. Target, we're doing a 40-day fast from their ass. We need to do the same thing with Amazon.
Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.